This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Donald Trump said he'd be a dictator for a day. Boy, that threw the left into an absolute conniption. He says, no, I'm going to be a dictator for a day. Let me tell you what Joe Biden did. I said this earlier in the first hour. Kill the Keystone Pipeline. Day one. Stop construction of the border wall. Rejoin the Paris Accords. Allowed illegals to come into the U.S. by revoking one of Trump's stay in Mexico orders. Required masks to be worn on all federal property, and he rejoined the WHO. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Real quick, public service announcement. So, Transact cards up on the website. If you want an automatic discount on everything that you buy, Best Buy, Walmart, Dick's, you name it, there's all kinds of stores. You can go look. Get the Transact card. Automatic. We save anywhere from 40 to 70 bucks a month just using the card. But then you get dollar for dollar match on everything that you buy that goes into your fund. It's called Z-Bucks. And you can use those Z-Bucks for anything. There is no better value in the card business. I know people, Kevin, I get all my miles on this card. Okay, connect that card to the Transact card. There's a small fee, $4.95. But you connect that card, you still get your miles, and you get the discount on those cards. It's on the website, the Kevin Jackson Network. There's a section above. You can see it if you let the scroller. Chris is redoing it, so you'll see it. And then there's a section there. I think it's called, I don't know. You won't miss it. If you do, send me a note. I'll tell you how to get there. But it's 25 bucks a year to get the card that I'm telling you will save you hundreds of dollars a year, but the travel bennies and the other things you can buy with the free dollars is what you should be focused on. And how do I know this? We use it. So I suggest you go check it out. And check out the other stuff while you're there on the website. Check out our new merch. Man, I tell you, our new merch is amazing. Chris has done a phenomenal job in our store. So thank you for that, Chris. You are worth your weight in gold. I only wish we could pay you your weight in gold, because you've earned it over the, what, decade? I think Chris has been with me over a decade. Anyway, glad you guys are here. Joe Biden was a tyrant, a dictator. He proved it in every way. And now the left is afraid that Donald Trump's going to be the same. He's going to be a tyrant and a dictator like a Joe Biden was, and we cannot handle that. It's okay when Joe Biden does all these things, locks you down, requires masks when he knows they don't work, required the vaccine when these people were, we're not going to require the vaccine. Who? Only a fool would say that we would require. Oh, it's required now. Go back and listen to him. Google, vaccine will not be required. Watch how many things come up. I'm talking about Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, all of them. No, Nancy Pelosi, we have no way. We can't even do that. There's no way we could do that politically, constitutionally. And then the next thing, well, you better get the vaccine or you're not going to be able to travel. You're not going to be able to eat. People were talking about, Kevin, it's the mark of the beast. There were many of us looking at Revelation going, that's the mark of the beast right there, baby. You're going to get your stamp that says, I was vaccinated. How many of you thought that? Anybody that is a Christ follower that goes to church, you know what I'm talking about. That was one of those things where you were like, uh-oh, that's a little scary. The mark of the beast. So we had the Republican debate this week. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is while we're having that debate, I don't know that there was any place where they just went on the attack against the Bidens and the Democrats. The Republican debate should have been nothing more than, let's evaluate what these Democrats have been doing to us, and then you can determine who you think will do it the best, who will, you know, take care of it, so to speak. And where do you start? You start with their candidate. Joe Biden. Joe Biden is being primaried. If he's so good, why are people running against him? Now, we have an advantage. The people who really can beat him haven't entered yet. So good, let's keep him out for a while. You've heard me talk about it. I'm glad Gavin Newsom hasn't jumped in. That he's like, I got to wait until the old man croaks. Did you guys hear Donald Trump the other day just said, I don't think Joe Biden will make it through an election cycle. And he's not talking about being taken out by an opponent. He's saying, I don't think he can survive it. I was chuckling to myself because I've been saying that for the entire time. But here's what I want. I want Joe Biden to be cocky. I want him to, what do you mean? I can beat Donald Trump? And look, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I'll tell you this. It doesn't seem like Joe Biden understands they want him out. I love it. I love that Joe Biden thinks he's in there. Go in there. Do it as long as you can, Joe. But the clock's ticking. And this hour, I think I've got so much. I mean, look, you don't need anything from me. You already know. But we do have some stuff that maybe you haven't seen or heard that I think you're going to find interesting that's going to validate exactly what we were talking about earlier in the first hour. Speaking of the first hour, I did ask people, what is your favorite Christmas song? I'd like to know that. And if you do want to send us a Christmas card, and a lot of people ask, here, I'm going to give you the address. P.O. Box 542, Higley, Arizona, H-I-G-L-E-Y, 85236. Jot that down. You want to send us a letter? You want to send us correspondence? I get stuff all the time from people. We look at every single piece of mail. We do. I don't think of it as fan mail. I think of it as family mail. I get stuff where people send me, believe it or not, their vacation photos, and they tell me exactly, Kevin, we were hiking through the Himalayas, and it was such a great adventure. You know, maybe we could all do it together. Yeah, let me tell you, don't be surprised if you say you're going to be going somewhere, and I go, yeah, it turns out my schedule's clear, I'll go. Don't be surprised. Tried to do that with my buddies from college, and we didn't make it work, but we will, because I love those boys. They're good guys. Anyway, lots to talk about. Joe Biden is in trouble. They know it. They're pleading for him to get out of the way. I don't have enough time to play this clip that we're going to play from Charlemagne the God, but he was on Comedy Central, and he makes a plea to Joe Biden. Joe Biden's time is limited. The press is now starting to ask the questions they should have been asking 3 years ago. A friend of mine gave me a stat that some certain number of people wouldn't have voted for Joe Biden if they'd known about the Hunter Biden laptop. Wouldn't have mattered. That was just a cheat. But they don't have anything now. Everything that Joe Biden has is against him. And he cannot get elected in 2024.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events, Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There's polling by the Associated Press that shows that almost 70% of Americans, including 40% of Democrats, believe that you acted either illegally or unethically in regards to your family's business interests. Can you explain to Americans, that this impeachment inquiry, why you interacted with so many of your son and brothers or business associates?
I'm not going to comment that I did not, and it's just a bunch of lies.
You didn't interact with many of their business associates?
I did not. There's lies.
Joe Biden's lies coming back to haunt him. Folks, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden's sticking to the lies because that's what Democrats do. They say, oh, you caught me, so prove it. I dare you. I mean, look, how much reflection do you need, people? Joe Biden was a liar before he got into politics. He's become a better liar. I mean, that's not even true. That's not even. Let me just stop. Just stop it, Kevin Jackson. Just stop yourself right there, Brackman, okay? He's not a better liar. He's just got a system around him that actually likes liars. It actually supports liars. It wants liars in office. Oh, boy. It's not going away, is it? The press asking a question and giving him the stats. 70. Not my stats, folks. You heard the clip? It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. 70% of Americans believe Joe Biden's unethical. 40% of his own party believes he's unethical. But then they tell you this, and I want you to just help me here. Rationalize how these numbers jive with the polls. If 40% of the Democrats believe you're an unethical president, please explain to me, Lucy, I home, explain to me how in the heck you can only be 2 points behind Donald Trump. Oh, I know, Kevin Jackson. You think you know everything, man. It's time for me to get into my country cowboy voice and tell you what you know about yourself. You don't know no statistics, mathematician, black man. Yeah, I do. I know this. If 40% of your party don't like you, the only thing you're going to try to tell me, well, they don't like Donald Trump more. Okay, well, I don't know that I'm believing that either. I don't believe that. I've already given you the evidence. And I'm not going to bore my audience just because you came onto the show all fresh and clean, have never listened to my program, and you want to come over here and try to tell me about statistics. You just better watch yourself. Okay, sorry. We had an unwanted guest. Oh, man. Okay, there are some mathematicians out there. There are some people out there that know math. Maths, technically. So, pick whichever one you want and answer me this question. How can 70% of Americans believe you to be unethical? How can 40% of your own party believe you to be unethical? And oh, by the way, the same amount of your party believe you to be a dummy. And then explain to me how you could possibly be statistically tied for president. Are we that stupid as a country? I just don't believe it. I'm not buying that. We are not that stupid as a country. There's people know what's going on with the Bidens. And I'm going to play this clip. This is from the new House Speaker, Mike Johnson. And he's explaining what's going on with the Bidens. You poke holes in this. I want you to understand, this isn't just me. I've been saying this for 3+ years. I've been breaking it down. But I want you to hear from other people. You explain to me. I mean, he's going to explain to you what I've been saying. And then I want to hear you tell me what's going on. I don't care how you do it. Contact me. But let me know your thoughts about this, because I'm telling you right now, there is no statistical way Joe Biden's anywhere in this race. He wasn't in it when we knew about him before in 2020. He couldn't win. He can't win now. And here's what I want you to understand. While we get into this, don't let the Democrats slide either. This isn't about Joe Biden. The same way it's not about Donald Trump, it's not about Joe Biden. It's about the system that's in place that allowed Joe Biden to be, that allowed Joe Biden to extend a career that never should have even been a career in the first place. Why are we picking the worst of us to put into leadership? Here's Mike Johnson.
The facts are so clear for everyone to see. Just a couple of numbers to remember, just real quick off the top. 15 million. We know that the Biden family received at least $15 million from foreign nationals and foreign companies. That includes from Ukraine, Russia, China, just between 2014 and 2019. 16 times, at least on the record, Joe Biden has lied about his involvement in the family's business dealings, Hunter Biden's business dealings. We know 22 times, at least 22 times, the president met with or talked with Hunter's foreign and business associates, and we have checks. We have checks written to Joe Biden that the Oversight Committee has found in the banking records, $40,000 from China, $200,000 from a now bankrupt healthcare company that his brother James Biden apparently swindled. The evidence is so clear you cannot look away, and the Constitution requires the House to follow the truth where it leads. We have a duty to do this. We cannot stop the process.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I know enough about politics to be dangerous. I'm a little more on the inside than the average American, okay? I'll give you that. But I also want to give you an observation. Comer's been saying what Mike Johnson just said. Mike Johnson, by the way, he's got a really nice voice, doesn't he? Very, but it's the way mine is when I'm not doing radio all the time. Or right after a flu. But anyway, that's an aside. Mike Johnson is the Speaker of the House, and he is essentially parroted what Comer said. Now, before, when Comer gets up there, he sounds like Country Boy. Yeah, I'll tell you what, these Biden family, they crooked. And Comer doesn't, that country voice doesn't exactly lend itself to credibility. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if he were to come out and say, you listen, we've got absolute proof. the Biden family has been involved in various nefarious deeds of one sort or another, and we are going to prove this with beyond the benefit of believability, blah, blah, blah. And he was doing it with a very British accent. Everyone would go, ooh, whoa, we better take note. When you come out, you talk like this, let me tell you what. With Biden boys, they're guilty. They're just like them, I don't know, them Pratt boys and them McCoys. You know, that doesn't sound like it. But when Mike Johnson comes out and he says it, even though he's from Louisiana, it sounds more, a little more credible. But he's parroting this. And let me tell you, the Speaker of the House can't put his reputation on the line unless they got the goods. And they absolutely have the goods. And, you know, it's fun. What bugs me about even talking about this, I'll be honest with you, it bugs me because it's obvious. It isn't like, I mean, honest to goodness, I'm telling you what you already know. I'm telling you what we've talked about for 3 years, maybe longer. And it's not even, there's no new insights. The only thing that we wait for, to be honest, is, oh, there's another check. Or, oh, there's another this. It's like with the J6, we got this guy's coming out. He says, I have the recording. I got a 15-hour recording of everything that went down. All right, a 15-hour recording of everything that we already know. I mean, it's difficult to get excited. It's like when, okay, Joe Biden got a $40,000 check. Then he got a $200,000 check. Okay, what next? He got a $150,000 check. It just adds on to more evidence of what, you know what? We already know. It's tough for me to get excited. The only thing that's going to excite me at this point is when these dudes are doing a perp walk. We got more to talk about. And we're going to put this into the context of everything that's going on. Because if we don't, well, I don't know. Maybe I'll just be too bored to finish the show.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A Christmas parade in California turning violent when a Ford F-150 pickup truck plowed through the crowd there. Three people were injured, the driver arrested. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad was attacked by several rockets this morning, thankfully not causing any damage or casualties. That attack believed to have been carried out by Iran-aligned militias in Iraq. No group immediately claimed responsibility. Hunter Biden being indicted on 9 tax-related charges, including 3 felony counts. Those charges filed yesterday in a federal court in Los Angeles. a congressional committee this week investigating three major universities, Harvard, MIT, and the University of Pennsylvania, over allegations of rampant anti-Semitism. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've seen for a year now the Republicans have presented no evidence, but instead Hunter has said, no, if you're going to come at me in the news media for the last year and say all of these things, I'm going to come and I'm going to get the truth out there. And now Republicans are scrambling because I think the American people want to hear from Hunter Biden. The American people want to see in public. Republicans saying, oh, no, transparency, bad. If they had the evidence, if they had overwhelming evidence on Hunter Biden, rest assured Chairman Clouseau would have a public hearing with every media you can imagine. I mean, he'd be sitting down with Al Jazeera to tell them all of the overwhelming evidence he had on Hunter Biden in a public setting. He would love that, but the reason they don't want that to happen is because they don't have the evidence. They just want to talk to their echo chamber. The chairman just wants to run to Sean Hannity like a wet blanket, and they wanted to say Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden, Hunter Biden. If you have the evidence, show it to the American people in a public hearing.
Welcome back, everybody. We've already talked about the public hearing versus the private deposition. And here's the Democrats. Have a public hearing. Have a public hearing. Why? So they can go, Hunter, you've just been so persecuted. And they spend, their 5 minutes beating up on Republicans. And then with the Republicans, all they end up saying is, well, it's an active investigation. Or, my father. They don't want to have to answer questions, get asked all the very difficult questions about, well, how did this money come up and what agreement did you strike and all this, because they know once you have them on record, they're toast. You don't need them on record, do you? Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. We have a Justice Department that runs interference for the Democrats, and we have a congressman by the name of Moskowitz who's running interference for the Biden family. He says, what evidence do you have? Canceled checks marked loan from Joe Biden's brother to him? Bank accounts tied, but now we have an actual bank account tied to Joe Biden and Hunter. But he's never talked to his son about it. They've walked back every single thing that Joe Biden said. What was it? Mike Johnson, he says $15 million received. That's what they know of. They think it's upwards of 50. 16 times on the record, Biden lied. 22 times he met with Hunter's business partners. They've got canceled checks. They've got loan documents with no backup. You've got, I don't know, what's the number, 20-plus LLCs that have multiple bank accounts. None of it going straight through. I mean, no, there's no evidence. So now what's the question? Can Joe Biden be president? Should he? Let me put it to you this way. You can bet your buttocks. If this were Donald Trump, he would have been impeached. It would have absolutely been taken because Republicans would have abandoned themselves, and rightfully so. Donald Trump would have been impeached, and Pence would be VP. It would be president. It would have been that simple. But with Joe Biden, with all this evidence, you have people still out there defending him. This wasn't even Goldman. What was his name? Goldman? I forget his name. I think it's Adam Goldman or whatever. This is a guy that's been going out protecting the Bidens. And by the way, when they caught him, we played a clip of him where the press went, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense. And then suddenly he backed off. Do we have that clip?
Doesn't it contradict the president's statement saying that he never talked to any of Hunter Biden business associates? Clearly he talked, whether it's about the weather or whatever, but he said specifically that he's never talked to them. Doesn't this contradict him?
I don't know what his comment is, and if we're going to... Well, I don't think that's what he said. He never said that he has never spoken to anyone. He said that he had nothing to do with Hunter Biden's business dealings. If he says hello to someone that he sees his son with, well, is he supposed to say, hi, son? Oh, no, I'm not going to say hello to the other people at the table or the other people on the phone. It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son is at dinner with. And that is literally all the evidence is.
That was a part of it. But what happened was he goes on to say, and we don't, for whatever reason, we can't find that particular clip. But he goes on to say, because they ask him about how does the policy tie to Ukraine and Burisma, and he tries to defend it. He says, no, what Joe Biden did actually hurt Hunter Biden with Burisma, whatever, and the press just jumps him. And what was funny is after that particular clip, I said, Goldman just got demoted. He couldn't handle it. And the reason why, you could tell in his answer that it hit him that it didn't make sense what he was saying. And you can see it. If you're a good debater, or if you know what to look for, you can see he was like, well, you know, that wasn't, and suddenly starts to slow down his speech patterns and look away. And you're like, okay, he figured it out. Joe Biden does it all the time. Joe Biden will catch himself. But you know what Joe does? Joe Biden goes, you know, we didn't. Well, anyway, that's his little trick. Anyway, he's got to move on because he catches himself in a lie and then he goes, oh, but, and what's funny, it's generally after he's lying, like, well, you know, we got shot down. We were on our way to, anyway, because he realizes, wait a minute, people are going to be able to fact check this. I can't just say the crap I used to say in the 1970s, in the 1980s. And I don't have the complete protection. There is another form of media out there called conservative people who are going to go make sure. Just recently, Joe Biden made a comment. I don't remember what it was, but it was anachronistically. It couldn't have happened. It was an anachronism. He made a comment. Oh, I know it was. I almost made the lacrosse team at my college, and they went. They didn't even have a lacrosse team at your college when you were there. You get what I'm saying? These are the basic lies that this man tells, and they want people to believe him. Well, they no longer do. And now they're starting to ridicule him. So here's, I hate even saying, isn't it Charlemagne? He's a black dude. He's on Comedy Central. And here's what he has to say about Joe Biden.
So Donald Trump is currently running on a platform of dictatorship, and the only man standing in his way is President Joe Biden. Seen here looking at his own approval ratings. People have been questioning why Biden hasn't stepped aside, and last night Biden gave an answer that just raised more questions.
Now to President Biden's candid new remark on why he's running for re-election.
During a closed-door fundraiser Tuesday, Biden told supporters, quote, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running, but we cannot let him win.
And just a short time ago, John, he renewed his claims that he's going to beat Trump. Watch.
Do you think there is any Democrat who could beat Donald Trump other than you?
Tom, the 50 of you.
You do believe that there are?
I'm not the only one to beat him, but I will beat him.
Oh, my God. This is Biden's ego talking. Okay, if you think there are other people who can beat him, step aside. All right? I know you think you've got this in the bag. I know he thinks he's got this in the bag, but the polls say otherwise. I want Biden stepping in to beat Trump the way I want him stepping in to defend me at a bar fight. I appreciate you caring, but I don't like our chances.
Keep in mind, this is the same guy that got embarrassed by Joe Biden with the you ain't black. And I still to this day, it absolutely infuriates me. First thing, people don't remember this, his interview, but he says, how you doing, Mr. Vice President? And Joe Biden says, I'm doing great. You know, we're running, you know, hard and this, that, and the other. And then Biden goes, how you doing? And Charlemagne goes, I'm a blessed black and highly favored, blessed black or something like that. And Joe Biden goes, nah, you can't be happy. He was like, I'm blessed black and happy. And Biden was like, nah, you can't be happy because here's what's going on. And Charlemagne says nothing. So here's my point. Charlemagne says to Biden, how you doing? I'm doing great. You know, campaign's going well. We're doing this, that, and the other. Which was all a lie because he was hiding in his basement. And he was polling terribly, getting his butt kicked. But then, when he asks Charlemagne how he's doing, he tells him, and Joe Biden says, no. No, it isn't. Whatever you say, whatever your reality is, you say I'm blessed, black, and highly favored, or whatever. He goes, you're not blessed. And I would have said, hold on a second. Let's not start this interview off on the wrong footing. I ask you how you're doing, you say you're fine. You ask me how I'm doing, I give you my answer. Don't come over the top of my answer. Anyway, let's move on. That's what he should have said. And then, of course, we get to the famous line where Joe Biden, he talks about what are you going to do for black people? What are you going to do for this? And Joe Biden's like, you know, let me just say this. If you don't vote for me, you ain't black. And Charlemagne, again, just like a... Look, I'm not going to call him names, but I get called these names all the time. But I would have corrected him and said... First of all, you don't get our vote. It's not automatic. You can't just say that. That's why you're here. But he didn't do that either. Because he doesn't have the guts. Well, he had a nice tryout on Comedy Central. By the way, he's one of the people touted to replace the dude who lost two-thirds of the audience from when Jon Stewart was there. I mean, that's going to be tough to find, right? Somebody that can do as poorly as Trevor Noah. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
And what I see all over the place is people who care about looking good while doing evil. Them.
Elon Musk. Has he bugged my office? People that are more concerned about looking good, but they're doing evil. You know, these two-faced. Hey, you've heard that saying, two-faced. There's a reason for that. Two-faced, you hear me talk about it. I tell you, people put their mask on, what they want you to see about themselves, but they don't want to tell you who they really are. I'm most prideful that what you get with me is what you see is what you get. I'm not putting on. I used to, everybody's probably gone through this fake. Certainly guys have this fake it till you make it thing and all that. I've made it more than once. I don't need to fake it till I make it. I proved I can make it. I remember being in the third floor of my house that we sold in St. Louis years ago,
and having a conversation with God. I had written my first series of blogs, and a guy from Tennessee called me and says, "Hey, man, you're a gifted writer. You ought to keep doing more about it." I'd returned from the Hermitage, and I wrote about that experience, the plantation home of Andrew Jackson. And he says to me, "I read that." He goes, "Man, you're a gifted writer. People need to hear what you're saying." And I wrote for about 2 weeks, and I remember having a conversation with God. In that moment, I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it not because it's going to make me feel good about who I am, but I'm going to do it because it can help people, that we can spread this word, and you know, of what was going on. And it was my frustration of Democrats having come from this plantation home where Andrew Jackson gifted his son who got married and his daughter-in-law with his number one slave. And I just remember how that impacted me. And then I read all the Indian acts that were on the wall as you walk through what looks like it would be a laundry room today. It isn't. I don't know what they call it, but it was like a little foyer. Actually, more of a little hallway. And they had these Indian acts, and they called the Indians savages for wanting to protect their homes. And I remember thinking, wow, they convinced a nation of people that we, who were coming to take over somebody's property, we were fighting against these savages who dare wanted to stop us from taking over their property. How savage would you be if somebody broke into your home to take over your property or to, you know, possibly do harm to your family? How savage would you be? You'd be calling me a savage. Now, I'm not trying. America did what we did. I mean, I get it. I don't have to like it. By the way, the Indians were doing it to each other. The Seminoles, I don't know which ones were the badder ones, but I know the Seminoles fought hard enough to get their own treaty. But I know people were afraid of the Comanches and the Apaches. They were beating each other up and enslaving one another. People don't know this. The Indians had black slaves. My great-grandmother was half black and half Navajo. I don't know from why. I don't know, you know, whether she was captured or, you know, in a trade or, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying, you don't have to go back too far to see the atrocities that were occurring by Indians on other Indians. Let's go look at the history of it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So it wasn't all that, but what I guess where I'm going is, I got this calling that said, if you're going to do it and get as much notoriety for it, because it isn't going to do you any good if your voice isn't heard. And then there came a point when all the social media stuff was going on, and I told you guys, we were rolling. I mean, if they had left us alone, we'd be a multi-million dollar organization if they had left us alone. If we weren't shadow banned, if... At one point, I tell people this, on Facebook, we grew 3,000 people per day. Can you imagine how many people would be listening to my radio show if I was able to grow 3,000 per day? And by the way, this was before I was on Fox. That many people, they would write to me and go, "Dude, who are you? You should see," I don't know that we probably could find all the old notes and stuff. You should see the notes. But the problem is, out of sight, out of mind. Once they cut you off, you're done. But see, they didn't cut me completely off. And so now we get to push back a little bit. Horton hears a who. With a little who in Whoville, hoping that that one person would hear us. But you're part of it. And what I want to say is this. We made the shift from being concerned about... I remember when my team shift was... focus was, we got to get on Fox News, man. We got to get more media. We got to get more clicks. It was about clicks and ratings and all this stuff. It wasn't about the message. It wasn't about representing people. And by the way, you didn't vote for me. None of you are like, "Well, I voted for Kevin Jackson to be on the radio." No, you didn't vote for me to be on the radio. I'm on the radio. You listen to me, that's fine. But so I don't represent you per se, but I do. Because the reason why you come here, whether you know it or not, is you have an affinity to the message. It's me saying either what you want to say, and let's be honest, don't have the guts to say, or you have the guts to say it and you want to know that there's somebody out there saying it. And that's why you're here. And as much as I will tell you, yes, there is a side of us that wants to grow this because it gives us financial independence. No question. Okay? But the majority of what we're trying to do is because we want to represent your voice. There's no ego. The one part I can guarantee you, there is no ego in it. People tell me, Kevin, I'm a fan. I go, no, you're not a fan. You're a friend. I understand. And I go places. They want pictures and the whole deal. It's uncomfortable. Not in a bad way. It's not like I'm a recluse. I'll take a picture. But I don't take a picture like, oh, look at me. I'm the radio guy. I'm the Xbox guy or whatever. There have been many of those. Many of those. I mean, if that's the claim to fame for people, great. There's lots of us. And there's some of us, by the way, who still think it's a big deal. I don't see it as a big deal. I'm glad I did it. Yeah, what I'm most proud of is what Roger Ailes said when he hired me, which is, you bring an amazing amount of talent to this, to our platform. I want to welcome you to the Fox family. That part I absolutely will never forget. I mean, I paraphrased it because he actually said, you're once in a lifetime kind of talent. And the irony was, I'd gone to talk to a group about radio, and I had one of the guys in the meeting say, you're not ready. Now, it turns out he doesn't have a radio show anymore, and he's been exposed as a fraud. But I remember sitting there, having just left New York to ink my deal with Fox. I fly to this place where I'm going to interview for this radio deal, and they had asked me to come in, and then one of the guys goes, you know, you're just not, we still need to work on you. It was funny, and I knew immediately it was jealousy. I just blew it off. I'm not going to say any names because it doesn't matter. But there was a, you know, radio guy people knew. He was a top 10 conservative radio guy. And the people that wanted me, the owner of the station, he begged me to come in. We'll build a platform around you, Kev. And I get there, man, and it was cold. It was ice cold. It was mother-in-law cold. And there you go. But anyway, none of it, at some point, I can be honest with you, in my youth I had an ego and all that. And as I got older, I don't care. I don't care. I mean, I don't mean it in a flippant way, but I don't believe that there should be secrets in the sense of, you know, what we're trying to accomplish and what it takes to accomplish it. I say to people all the time, I'm not rich enough to enforce, you know, to enact enough change. The only way we survive is through you guys deciding this is the work you want to do. We want to accomplish this work together. And enough of you scrape your pennies together to get them to me for us to do it. But I'm going to tell you every time, there's no way we could fund them. But listen, we've spent a fortune. I mean, we look back on it, and I'm telling you right now, if it were not for, I feeling like this is a mission, I'd be in a new house, and I would have a lot more money in the bank. We wouldn't have done what we've done. We just wouldn't have. And so when Elon Musk makes a statement like that and says, you know, there are people out there that they're not in it for the right reasons, I completely understand it. And I'm glad he's saying it. And here's my thing. I don't want to tell people how to run their businesses or whatever, but I will say this. Have a result. Be able to point to something that you can say, our ideology, call it whatever you want, got its money's worth. It got value from what you did. That's what I'm most proud of. We, pound for pound, bring the value. And it's only because of you guys. If I were doing this selfishly, I wouldn't do it. If it was about, oh man, I can look good, I would not do it. I do it because I feel compelled, driven by something bigger than myself. And I bet you do too.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now to something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.